You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
What's up? Breaking. I just got confirmation that ISIS was in fact created by Central Intelligence Agencies, just as I suspected. What now? What other confirmations are next? What else have I correctly reported? If you want to see what I reported, go to acapnews.com. acapnews.com. ACAP News. Trump is hiding masks. And it's not just him. It's also Cuomo and all these other people. Let's just say this whole shortage is to blame on politicians. How sick is that? They're hiding masks and ventilators and such. And this is all under lock and key, as I've said before. So yeah. Anyways, seems Mr. Kushner, who is Trump's son-in-law, by means of Ivanka Trump, has asserted himself into all the right situations in order for him to come up at all the precise moments. Kushner puts himself in the middle of White House's chaotic coronavirus response, and incumbent son-in-law has become a central player in administration's effort to curb pandemic. But critics say he's part of the problem. I'm confirming Mr. Kushner's part of the problem. Remember whenever this came down to the border crisis and Kushner had this bright idea and Trump said, oh, now he thinks he's an expert? Yeah. Remember whenever Kushner had this great idea for this to all be like this wonderful, great new prison reform? And now we have registered sex offenders or whatever the hell is going on coming out of jail, like all these creatures coming out of jail. I'm just gonna put it like that. I calls it how I sees it. Anyways, Trump mentioned some report that people taking a drug for lupus aren't getting coronavirus, then says maybe that's correct, maybe that's false. You'll have to check it out. Okay. What? Isn't that your job? So far, the incumbent's 4 years in the White House have solely revolved around oil companies, rich elite, big agriculture, Monsanto, corporate interests, fooling the public, illegal insider trading profits, mass media cover-up, jailing critics, and lining his own pockets. Know the difference between basic allergies and this COVID-2019 invisible enemy. Just look them up for yourselves, please. What I mean, if you got allergies, you know what they are. You know when you're just sick. That's what this comes down to. You're not all of a sudden magically coronavirus sick. It doesn't happen like that. Sorry. The incumbent can pretend like my presidential candidacy doesn't frighten him all he wants. But deep down inside, he's crying like a bitch and desperately pulling strings any way he can to try to prevent my campaign from gaining traction. How does Trump's behavior make you feel? Rothschild, Trump, White, Soros, Schumer, Pelosi, Paul, Crenshaw, Sanders, Barr, ABC News, CNN, Murren, Obama, Bin Laden. None of them want me in office because it means they all have to face the music. They can use any excuse they want. That's what this is all about. Change my mind. And that list can go on and on. Waters, Holder. I mean, dude, the list can go on and on. If they want to play stupid and act innocent, then I've got news for these a-holes. You can't force citizens to stay inside their homes. This is communism and socialism. F you, Gavin. F you, Trump. F you, White House administration. Ali Vapes mentioned, I hope so. He needs to step up and support small businesses like he promised he would do when we voted for him. So I say, that's the thing. He ain't supporting anybody but himself in that Oval Office. Think about that. Really look at what he's been up to. Please, check out this book by Peter Schweizer. It will explain everything. And the book is titled, Extortion. PETERSCHWEIZER is the author. Let me tell you, this Gavin Newsom is doing anything to not reveal that the state of California can't afford to fix the streets in the state of California. He's really excited about them blood tests, too. He's so excited that he skipped over all the surrounding details as soon as he brought it up. No joke. But he'll give you details about everything else, other than the blood tests. You know, this is all Gavin Newsom's big tech bias agenda. I mean, think about it. Do you think the big tech bias just magically went away? No. Just because of this coronavirus, that doesn't mean everything magically just goes away. It just magically went indoors. You know, this is Gavin's big push to big tech, our big whole lives, at the big cost of our big freedoms. Change my mind. Hey, Gavin Newsom, you're one sick little dude, and you disgust me. You know, and Gavin Newsom does anything but his job of paying to fix the streets of California like California residents are demanding he do. He's more concerned with outbidding people on medical supply sales. You got me right. He's more concerned with outbidding other people, other states, on medical supply sales. Like, it's totally amped up, hyped up about this. And this is all from what I've come to understand of Gavin's most recent ABC News appearance just now. Be careful what you let the TV poison your mind with. You know, what about my platform saying that fixing the streets being mandatory all across the United States, does his candy ass not comprehend? Hashtag Trahan2020. Julia Song says, we ask scientists, how is the world formed? What's in the universe? How did human beings first appear? Can you cure cancer? Nah. What about HIV? Nah. Well, can you predict the end of the world from a brand new disease we know nothing about? Hold my beer. Julia Song also says, 10 million Americans filed for unemployment in the past 2 weeks. 10 million Americans that will be wondering how to pay rent and could be facing homelessness and starvation. And that does not account for their dependents, such as children or relatives. WTF have we done? I said, unless they're part of the union, am I right? So there was a possible earthquake felt yesterday. I thought I felt it shaking my car. Just thought I mentioned that. I'm making earth-shattering moves, I guess, in California. And my prediction that me and my music and what I'm doing and what I'm about will break California off into the ocean. Let's see if it's true. Let's see if it'll happen this year. So, somebody said, we'd love your thoughts on this. I believe it's Cuomo or somebody at CNN. Like, who cares, right? It's CNN, right? They're counting their blessings amid this coronavirus, saying that they have the virus and all this crap, right? And so I watched it, and I said, beating him like a piñata? Hallucinating? This guy's on acid! You know, whatever. Enough of this coronavirus crap. You know, all this hysteria returned and stayed since Nixon's Controlled Substances Act of 1970, 50 years ago. As with alcohol during Prohibition, if people wish to use drugs, they will do so regardless of whether it causes self-harm or is against the law. But yet, we're still doing it. Just wanted to point that out. I'm seeing this all on Twitter now. You know, this is all from Twitter, by the way. Hashtag overthrow Cuomo. Kevin of VP Live Network says, it's shameful and disgusting that New York Governor Cuomo used the COVID-19 pandemic to sneak in an e-liquid flavor ban. Hundreds of thousands of adult vapers in New York will now go back to smoking deadly combustible cigarettes. They will die an early death, which Governor Cuomo caused. May God not forgive. May the depths of hell create a new section just for scum like you, you smug SOB. I have met murderers, rapists, and thieves with more class and compassion than you. You're such a reject, the mafia wouldn't even accept you. And so I said, who says he isn't all these things? I mean, after all, he just released sex offenders from New York jail to allegedly stop coronavirus from spreading. And so I say, just move away or fight him in court. So they say, moving isn't an option for many people, and you should never move away in the first place. When your rights are taken away, you must fight. And when the courts fail, well, then it's time for a revolution. I said, or somebody says, truth. And anyone who has ever worked and lived in the state of New York knows how hard it really is to actually have saved money and to, you know, just move. I said, you guys really don't know how to move. You sell off all the furniture you own, then you take the money and then move with that. Because furniture flows like water in their hills. Hashtag easy peasy. But then I refer to the other comment. I say, it's way past time for a revolution and all that, and the courts failing and blah, 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 because it's already happened, right? But the problem is that it's all over the place already. So this revolution is worldwide. And when it comes to moving or whatever you're called to do, you've got to answer that calling whenever God or Jabba pulls you into a certain direction. The Red Phoenix says, just remember, folks, during the middle of a pandemic and medical supply shortage, and despite a $6 billion deficit, New York Governor Cuomo and New York's legislators gave themselves a fucking raise. We vape, we vote, quit lying, end the lies, Cuomo virus, corruption, money heist, all hashtags. Michelle Hughes says, this man is as evil as they come. New York City, Governor Cuomo, your ban on vaping with flavors will kill hundreds of thousands of smokers. May God forgive you, because I won't. Rachel Madnow says, more than 110 VA sites now dealing with the coronavirus patients. 78 patient deaths across the system. Here's the map. And so I looked at it. And Leo Shane III says that, right? That tagline I just read. So I said, what you're saying is that the VA is in on a scam too? Noted. So just in case you guys don't know what the VA is, it's the Veterans Affairs place, you know, those hospitals for veterans only. And now they're saying 78 patients have died from coronavirus that are veterans. Okay, sure. So Jesse Kelly, DC, says, we're arresting people for paddleboarding by themselves in the ocean, locking up pastors for having church, tracking cell phones all across the country, and sending the cops to Hobby Lobby for being open. If you're okay with that, you're not an American. You're a servant. Andrea Mitchell at Mitchell Report says, real Donald Trump says of the Intel Community Inspector General, that man is a disgrace and somebody ought to sue his ass. She says, Michael Atkinson is a respected former DOJ prosecutor who has gone after Democrats as well as Republicans and was fired on Friday night in a quote-unquote pandemic crisis. I'm the one that threw the quotes in there. So I say somebody ought to sue real Donald Trump for all his lies and illegal insider trading schemes that involve human trafficking. Quote-unquote allegedly, of course. And then I told real Donald Trump, I would just like you to know that aside from this complete fuckery, I am very happy. Now there's no traffic. So Trump says, thank you, U.S. National Guard. Keep up the great work. And then the U.S. National Guard said, today, more than 19,700 National Guard members from all 54 states, territories, and the District of Columbia continue to fight the spread of COVID-19 with federal, state, and local partners. And it shows all these pictures of them doing random things, right? Like, just completely random things. And I say, by doing what exactly? He says, thank you, Department of Defense, USACHQ, U.S. National Guard, FEMA, CDC.gov, HTTP, coronavirus.gov. You probably shouldn't go there. You'll probably get a virus. And then it says by the Department of Defense in New York, the USACHQ, together with several agencies, including the U.S. National Guard, FEMA, and CDC.gov, has transformed the iconic Jacob K. Javits Convention Center into an emergency hospital as part of the DOD COVID-19 response efforts. Learn more. go.usa.gov/XVR6X. So I say, why are there so many people faking this sickness? This isn't funny, Mr. President. And then he says, great job being done by Bank of America and many community banks throughout the country. Small businesses appreciate your work. I'm like, dude, Bank of America didn't help me and never has. Trump says, America is engaged in a historic battle to safeguard the lives of our citizens. Said, you are beyond full of poop, Mr. President. Bullshit. Alyssa Milano says, Congress needs to investigate this. 2 months before the novel coronavirus is thought to have begun its deadly advance in Wuhan, China, the Trump administration ended a 200 million pandemic early warning program. And that's $200 million. Congress should subpoena all the docs, emails, notes related to this decision. I'm like, Congress should investigate the Las Vegas shooting for the love of all that is holy. For real, for real. You know, Caitlin Collins says, Trump says he no longer has confidence in the Inspector General who has insisted on telling Congress about the whistleblower complaint that triggered his impeachment. So, well, we the people are losing confidence in Trump as well. The guy up on Capitol Hill is a treasonous coward. And CNN got the scams coming as the day is long. Reported U.S. coronavirus deaths via CNN 5 weeks ago, 0, 4, 17, 3 weeks ago, 49 deaths, 2, 249 deaths, 1 week ago, 1588. Right now, 7152. That's 7,152 deaths they're claiming. Wow. Cool. Let me see the death certificates. And their birth certificates. And their social security card. And their dental records. Julia Song says, I asked this before, couldn't get an answer. If the virus survives boiling soup temperatures inside a bat, then what happens when the bats eat and defecate all over the trees, crops, and other surfaces humans touch? Are they infecting crops that way? Wouldn't it be easier to spread? I said, what if this whole thing is one elaborate lie mixed with real-life victims of something else, let's say 5G? Don't get me wrong, there's real-life flu victims. I was allegedly one of them, right along with Kylie Jenner 1 week later, so bad that she had to go to the hospital. It was just a coincidence that two people in two entirely different places would get the flu and contract that illness the exact same way. By poison weed? Yeah, right. She also says when we had the H1N1, China was burning pigs alive. I haven't heard of a bat hunt. She said because it's a man-made virus and these rumors aren't real. So I said, question, why is ABC News acting like Cuomo didn't just get caught hiding these controversial ventilators? Seriously. And so, like, you look at, like, HBO documentaries, and they're posting real truth news, like, A Case of Politics, Greed, Racism, and Murder, a new five-part documentary series, Atlanta's Missing and Murdered, The Lost Children, premieres Sunday at 8 p.m. on HBO. Hashtag ATL Missing and Murdered. Now that is real news.